we're here today and we're in your living room and this was the day you were due to be evicted. You must feel mightily relieved because obviously there have been some developments in the last week.
Oh yes, relieved that we're getting to keep the house. The British Legion basically have cleared the arrears now. Your show had been in touch with them on the Tuesday or the Wednesday, and Platform had said that they were looking into putting a postponement on it. So I think between the pressure of the housing rates, the Legion and yourself, they backtracked slightly. Now the Royal British Legion have stepped in and they have paid the arrears. And I can't appreciate enough that you highlighted the fact. Hopefully something good will come out of this.
The thing I'm struck by seeing you today compared to last week is you're actually smiling and you seem like a load has been lifted.
Well, that was my main concern, you see, was we were in this house 19 years, and although people say it's only bricks and mortar, I brought my family up in this house. And again, being an ex-soldier, we were in five different houses. While we were married, we were in five different houses. The only stamp you can put on it is your wee knickknacks around the house. So it's not yours. When I left the army, I bought a house which was mine. All the work that's been done to this house has been done. So it's something I was proud of. And again, to be so close to having it taken away from you for very, very little.
For your recovery, presumably it's going to be much better for you to be in here and not go through the trauma of losing that home that you've put so much into.
Definitely is. Most people feel safest in their own homes. That's where you will feel the safest, in your own home. Doors are locked at night time, windows are closed. You feel safe. It's the only environment you really feel safe in. And when you're suffering from trauma or from stress or from depression, the worst thing that can happen is for you to be moved out of the environment that you feel safest in, which is your home.
What difference would a veterans advocate have made to you in your case, do you think?
Well, it's just knowing that the advocates set up to deal with welfare, mental issues, just anything to do with soldiers, priority for treatment.
So it's having a one-stop shop, not having to go, as you described it to me last week, of being passed from pillar to post to pillar to post?
Yes, that's basically the problem, being is not knowing. I'm only finding out through what I went through, you know, through the suicide part of it, that there is actually people out there. But it's getting to know who to go to first. If they had sort of somewhat a one-stop shop that lets you know this is where to come, you know, this is who can give you the help, as opposed to, you know, we were days away from eviction, really, up until Monday. Whereas if we had an own way back in July, before I took my breakdown, that these people were out here, or even longer before that, a couple of years before that, we would have never been in this situation. We would have known that the help was out there. But it's just, I know there's probably thousands that are in the same situation as me,